Yeah, you can see ghosts underwater.
Okay.
With the right lighting, backlit.
Backlit.
Submarine coming at you, and there's a ghost in between you and the submarine, you can see it.
That's a very specific situation.
It's the only way. Hey, it feels right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it. Hello?
Wow, you're going right into it.
Hello? We here? We back? Wow. Back with another one. Have a seat, dude.
So then I said, that's no kindergarten. So then I said, that's no kindergartner. That's my wife.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the second best podcast in the world.
The Freddie Show.
I'm Nick, and this is Cakes.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Freddie?
And this is not Deer Park.
Because we are not sponsored. And we're open to any sponsors. Of water?
Need a good water sponsor. You know, my favorite water on the planet is, I'm not going to tell you because they don't sponsor us.
What's your favorite animal?
A deer.
And where would you like to hang out later?
At the park. Put the peas together.
Put the peas in the pod,
but
Nick.
But don't buy it unless they sponsor us.
Put the peas in the pod, Nick.
The peas is in the pod. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
The peas in the pod. They just got to...
Question.
Yeah.
How high do you think my socks are?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm saying, they're not to your knees.
I don't know.
halfway up the calf. All right, that's the halfway mark. You just walk around like this? What are you doing, Nick? Are you wearing stockings? What is going on? Yo!
Oh man, I like a little calf compression,
bro. That's like 80-year-old men.
That's for blood flow. That's for blood flow.
No, that's the hold the blood that you got down there.
No, that's for blood flow. Everybody knows that.
What do you mean, bro?
Hey, get into the questions.
Hey, dude. Let's check it out. Yo,
what is it?
As an identical triplet, you are simultaneously one of the rarest and most common people in the world. I'm gonna let you simmer on that.
Why'd that have to be the first one?
That's my bad, bro. I should have warmed up to that.
Simultaneously. Well. Okay. Not much I can say about it. You know, it's just good to know. You know, it's one of those things that I'm going to look back on and be glad that I knew.
Do you think like twins or triplets or whatever, do you think there's ever like an underlying hate or judgment there?
Like who can pull me off the best?
Right. No.
Like three different versions of me, but who doing it better?
Right, you like, know? Yeah, because it's set up, like, you guys are set up the same.
Like, I'm doing us the best.
But whoever's more successful, like, the lesser one's like, yo, what?
Like, we all me, and I'm doing us the best way that I can.
Who are you doing?
I'm doing all of us. So, we're all me, but I'm doing it the best. I'm doing me, I'm doing us the best. That's how I view it. That's how I view a triplet competition. Like, because there's some ego. There's got to be some ego, right?
You doing yourself?
Well, I'm doing us. Like, collectively. Like as a group. Like, we're all me. And I'm doing me individually. I'm doing all of us the best. I'm doing us. I'm making the most of me, of us.
Like an omelet.
I'm the best us of me.
You would be the best.
If I was a triplet?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But what if the other ones had the same mindset, bro? And they're, what if you're like in a triathlon? Who's winning that?
That's three.
Yeah. Do you think that you could enter a triathlon and you each just compete? You all just get good at one thing and then switch out?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That'd be the best way to do it.
Which course would you take?
I'm triathlon-y?
Yeah.
Well, I would train for the swimming.
The swimming. Yeah. Oh.
I would train for it.
You?
Because I'm not going to run. Okay. Not that long.
What's the other one? Bicycling?
Yeah, bicycling. That's what you're going with?
Yeah. That sounds way easier.
Well, swimming, it gets first, right? I can just get it out the way.
I get a machine.
I'm just not trying to be waiting for my triplets to finish swimming and biking, you know? It's not really my thing. You go from swim, bike, to run.
No, that's backwards.
I'm telling you how it is.
I'm going biking first and then running and swim.
You can't do that.
Swimming involves too much shoulder muscle.
No, I'm telling you the order of events. Swim, bike, run.
Oh, that's the events.
That's the order of events that happen at a triathlon. That's the order that
they
go. You gotta
swim first?
Swim, bike, run.
Swim first?
A full triathlon? I used to work for a triathlon company, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I feel like 1.2-mile swim, maybe 2.4. It's either a half or a whole. I don't know. I don't know if those are the right numbers. They sound right. And then the biking for a whole, I think is like 100 miles or 50. And then the running is like 24.6.
I would drown, dude.
I'm about to look it up, bro.
I would make it a good 50 meters before I drown.
Triathlon distances. Here we go. I knew it, dude.
How long? You think Michael Phelps still got it?
Yeah, he still got it. I want a full triathlon, bro.
Do tag team triathlons exist? What's the joint where you pass a baton off?
Full is.
You never be paying attention,
bro. This is something else, bro. They're not making this easy. Yeah, okay. Swim 1.2. I said that. Wait, that's the half? No, that's the full. Wait, what? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
I can't even figure. This is what.
Wow, that was great.
It's like 1.2. I don't know.
No, I believe you.
It wasn't clear cut. What's the next question?
Yo, let's do a question. Why do they call it quicksand if you sink slow?
That's a half. That's a half.
Bro, we're moving on. Move on,
why
dude.
Why don't they make this easy to read? All right, if this is a half, then a full is 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile run. Anyway.
Let's move on.
What do you want to talk about? My brain was itching. All right, go ahead.
Why do they call it quicksand if you sink slow?
Why do they call it quicksand if you sink slow?
Yeah.
let me tell you, because I've been thinking about it. And
I think it's just relative to other sands.
Really?
Like the other sands.
Like if you were standing at other sand, you'd sink really slow. So this version of sand, like... on a sand scale, you're going pretty fast.
It's like it's a relative, you know? Like if you're talking like the sand that's in the timer one.
That's pretty slow.
That's pretty slow.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to suffocate in quicksand? How long does it take for you to sink into quicksand?
I mean, it depends where you
How long does it take?
Depends where you're at. Are you in a cartoon?
No, real life.
Cartoon, 10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Real life. You got a good 5 minutes.
I clicked on, has anyone actually died in quicksand? And the answer is just nope. N-O-P-E, period.
Right.
Nope. The whole life's been a lie. It says it's basically... impossible to die in quicksand.
They inject so much fear in cartoons as a kid. Like, you think that's going to be a problem growing up.
It says it can be a nuisance, but it's basically impossible to die in quicksand. That's because quicksand is denser than the human body. We've been lied to my whole life.
No, they give you so much fear when you're a kid. They're like,
yeah,
you know, people on the regular.
Indiana Jones.
I didn't think about that.
He had some trouble with it.
Mario, Super Mario.
Mario's got trouble with it. Laura Croft.
64.
Laura Croft.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
I think
Tomb
she
Raider.
Had some trouble with it.
Anything that involves the desert, bro.
The mummy?
My mom?
Your mummy?
Don't bring my mom into this.
Yo. All right. Well, next question.
Bro. Bro.
What?
I can never tell if you're paying attention.
Yeah, I'm listening. As
I gotta say bro a couple times. Making a typo in an online argument is equivalent to your voice cracking in a verbal argument.
Okay. I think I'm on that.
You on that wave?
I might be on that. I'm not fully aboard. I get it. I get where the sentiment.
And if you ever come back here again.
I think a typo is just like, it makes you like,
oh,
everything
bro.
You said is not even,
yeah,
not even
irrelevant.
It's like, what did you just say to me? You can't even spell.
You big dumb. You big dumb. Bro. What if you just don't know how to spell?
Shouldn't be in an online argument. You know, you got to walk yourself out of that and you got to know your boundaries.
Yeah. Would you Webster Dictionary beforehand? Well, have you ever been in an online argument?
No, I'm not. I've never been in an argument.
How do you just, all right. you've never been in an argument.
You wouldn't care what people think about you if you realized how seldom they do think about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't care so much about what people thought about you if you realized how seldom they do actually think about you.
That's a fact. I'm on that train. But you've never been in an argument ever in your life?
Yeah, with my wife. I don't even call that. I mean, she'd be arguing.
Argument me right now, dog.
That wouldn't even be an argument.
I think it would. Yes, it would.
I really don't have it in me.
Yes, it would be an argument.
Okay.
You're so dumb. Look at your shirt. You wore that last podcast. It's been like 3 days. You big dumb. Say something back.
I don't have anything to say.
Say you're ugly.
I don't wanna.
You're super dumb.
I mean,
you look like the inside of a cereal box.
What's that even mean?
Say something back.
I got nothing to say, bro. Ask me a question.
I could never be in like a debate with you, bro.
Why not?
Because you just... It's like talking to a wall.
I just be dropping facts when necessary. You know what I mean?
Bro, tell me why a 2-star rating is the worst rating you can get.
Is it like coming in second place?
Well, for me, it's like they actually cared and put some thought into it. Because people that give 1 stars are just like, yeah, I'll screw this place. Screw you. I hate this place.
Yeah, the place sucks.
2 stars is like, I mean, I'm trying.
And like I'm looking for some good. You know, like, I felt really bad.
I guess
like they didn't have bed sheets, but like the milk was cold. You know?
Yeah.
Like that type of energy. They didn't have bed sheets. Hey, you know, but the mattresses were nice.
It's just like, would you rather get an F or a D minus?
Well, I mean a D minus.
Yeah.
I'm right. Trying to get out of there. You know what I mean? Let me graduate.
Was a D passing in your school?
Had to have been.
D?
Had to have been.
A D.
But an F is the only, F is for fail. Everything
bro,
else is pass.
We didn't even have D's in my school.
What do you mean?
We had A, B, C, F.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all just got rid of a whole grading scale? What was y'all doing?
It was 70 to 80 was C, Or I guess 70 to 79 was C, 80 to 89 was
70
D.
70 was our D.
What? I guess it's the same thing then.
No, 70 to 79 is a D.
Okay.
80, 70 to, you know what I'm talking about.
No, 60 to 69.
69 is an F.
Yeah, same with us.
Yeah.
But we just don't have D.
You just got rid of it?
It goes not, like, they didn't want to make anybody feel bad. Is A. 80 to 89 is B, and 70 to 79 is C. Anything less than a 69 is F. That's a fail.
You didn't have no D. How do you know about D's? Where did you learn about the D?
I just feel like others. I feel like it's a myth. Like other schools had it.
You learned about the D?
We didn't. I learned about the D in school.
Yeah? Which class? PE?
PE.
Yeah. You ain't had D.
That's
you,
where I got my PED.
So kids was my, kids.
Okay.
Kids was telling you about it, like in forums and stuff.
Yeah, or like in cartoons. I feel like a lot of
people go to school in cartoons.
Yeah.
What cartoons?
Like Fear the Odd Parents.
He went to school.
Yeah.
For real, he was in
Timmy
school.
Turner.
It wasn't summer.
Yeah, bro. What?
It wasn't based in summer break.
No, you're thinking of Phineas and Ferb.
Was that based in summer break?
I never watched it. Or like, what's the
next question?
The cool kids door boy next door,
Rugrats.
They're
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power.
Huh?
Nah, they never went to school.
I don't know.
They were always surfing,
skateboarding and stuff.
Where are their parents?
I don't remember,
bro.
Was it?
Okay, it doesn't gonna make sense to you because
it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you ever watch the show Rocket Power? Like,
yeah,
like you know about
it. I used to watch it.
You know
my favorite.
You know Tito.
No, I forget everything about
him. He's the bigger dude that works at the surf shop with Otto's dad.
Literally, I didn't know his name was Otto. And that was
actually
my favorite show as a child.
Tito was Otto's dad, conspiracy. And he slept with Otto's mom, but won't tell Otto's fake dad. You guys know what I'm talking about. You won't. It's okay.
You tell me right now, because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Otto's dad is not his dad?
Right. And then he slept in Otto, the other dude that looks actually like Hawaiian.
He looks like him?
Yeah.
What's Otto's dad look like?
Like a white dude with blonde hair.
What's his mom look like?
Their mom's not in the picture.
Never seen her.
So Tito.
We never seen her mom?
So Tito.
His mom?
So Tito slept with Otto's mom. She passed away.
She passed away for real? Otto's mom passed away?
That's a conspiracy, but she never shows up in the show.
We've never seen her.
We never talk about her.
So we just have a dad that's not even his dad and. What did you talk about that for like that?
I'm just saying it's a possibility. It makes sense. They look identical.
I don't even
like
remember.
Otto looks like Tito. Bro.
I don't remember what they look
and
like.
And Tito always be dropping like fatherly advice on the
for
side.
For real?
He'd be like.
He's like an uncle
he's
though.
He's like Hakuna Matata. Like. you know at like the end of the show, you always be dropping like fatherly advice to Tito.
No, I told you. I don't remember anything about
it. It's your favorite show. No?
I know. And I don't remember anything about it.
Well, Tito always gives Otto advice.
Nice
it's
question.
His dad, bro.
Next question.
This is a simple question.
What?
Don't get annoyed like you're not on a podcast.
Speak to me.
Can you see ghosts underwater?
Man. It's like the Northern Lights. Ghosts underwater. Can you see them on land?
No, also underwater. Are you saying if you look up through the water and see them outside of the water? Like somehow water is the visual representation of ghosts.
If you're underwater, you can see ghosts in general. Is that what you're saying?
I think if they're also underwater. Okay, so above land, you can see ghosts.
Are we talking Casper?
Any ghost.
Like super obvious, like, oh, there's a ghost. Or like, are we talking like the see-through version of like a ghost? Like
what do you mean? All ghosts are see-through?
Well, no, Casper is, you know what I mean? Casper's like off-white.
Yeah, but you still see through him.
Yeah, but like.
That's not an actual representation of ghosts, I don't think.
That's what I'm trying to ask you.
Yeah, like
real
ghosts.
Going to the ghosts.
Yeah.
And now ghosts. they look, they're like a smudge on your windshield. That's what you're talking about?
Excuse me? What does that mean?
You can see through it, but like, it's like.
Is that really there?
It's like, is it on my glasses or is it on the windshield? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're translucent.
Bro, I don't trust ghosts, dog. Especially the ones without heads.
I don't trust a ghost neither, bro. What look like if I'm about to trust a ghost?
Bro, if he came up and was like, hey, can I watch your kid for a while?
And do what?
Just do ghost stuff.
What kind of ghosts? What do ghosts be doing on a daily basis?
They just be walking through walls.
You gonna have to walk around? You got my kid? They ain't watching my kid, ghost.
You ain't watching my kid.
Well, whose ghost was it?
I walked through these walls, dude.
Whose ghost? Was it one of my ancestors?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. If it's an ancestor.
That's free babysitting.
Yeah, but if something happens, it's like they can do nothing about it.
Speaking of babysitting.
The only thing ghosts can do is throw stuff to scare you.
Can they?
They never be doing nothing nice.
How can they not touch anything but throw stuff? They can't throw stuff.
Yeah, bro. You never watched the shows?
What ghost show?
Ghost Hunter.
Ghost Hunter. Ghosts be throwing stuff, but they can't. They can walk through walls?
Yeah.
No, they can throw another solid?
They use energy beams, bro. They don't actually touch it. They just push energy towards it.
Yeah, you can see ghosts underwater.
Okay.
With the right lighting. Backlit.
Backlit.
Submarine coming at you, and there's a ghost in between you and the submarine. You can see it.
That's a very specific situation.
It's the only way. It's either that or a flashlight.
Do they have underwater flashlights?
Of course. How do you think they got down to the Mariana Trench?
They didn't.
All the way to the bottom they went.
No, they didn't.
They got a 60 minutes on it.
They went all the way to the bottom.
They went to the bottom
with
of the Mariana Trench.
Or just a robotic ship?
Both.
With people inside.
Jeff Bezos.
What's the point?
Jeff Bezos went.
Jeff Bezos went to the bottom of the ocean.
Mariana Trench.
How long did that take?
I saw an Instagram post.
Like an afternoon or... That take a while. Like, you know, like going to the moon takes forever, dude. Going to the bottom of the ocean, I feel like that would take a while.
How long was Jeff Bezos gone when he went to space?
Jeff Bezos went to space? He went to the bottom of the ocean and space?
He went to the tip top and the bottom.
Bro, he's like the ultimate traveler, dude. He's a modern day Christopher
Columbus. I made up the Mariana Trench part, but okay. He went to space.
So you may... Now I can't trust you.
He went to space.
How am I supposed to trust that?
Google.
Bro, I'm about to throw this laptop.
Why? I get it. Look,
you just be looking for stuff to look up now.
No, Jeff.
You'd be like, what's the oldest squirrel to ever live?
Look, oh, good question. What's the oldest squirrel to ever live? Whoa!
How old, bro?
How old do you think the oldest squirrel to ever live was?
I don't know. 60.
What? 60? What?
What's the average lifespan of a squirrel? Let's start there. What's the average lifespan of a squirrel? Don't you hate that when someone...
The average lifespan is like 4 or 5 years. And I don't know how they do that because they'd be reckless in the roads, my guy.
Don't you hate when... You ask someone to guess something, and they completely overestimate. But so then the actual 60? Answer, the actual answer is like not even impressive anymore.
Appreciate it.
What is
60,
it?
60, bro.
What's the answer?
23 years and 6 months old in captivity. In the wild, the average is 4 to 5 years. And they can live up to 9 years in the wild.
23 years old, bro.
Speaking of old animals...
Yeah.
I have a list here.
You were looking something up.
Of the 11 oldest animals ranked by age.
Wait, did you prep this before the show?
No. I just found it right here.
Yeah, it was the joke.
The oldest female gorilla is thought to be 61. 61-year-old gorilla.
What do you think she'd be doing, bro?
Well, it looks like she'd just be eating.
She's still vibing.
She's vibing.
She's still vibing.
What do you mean? Anyway.
If you were a gorilla, would you wear an apron?
Do you know what an albatross is? If I was a gorilla, would I be wearing an apron?
Yeah.
For what? For cooking?
Just
do you think gorillas cook stuff over a fire? I don't think they do.
No.
I still got oatmeal in there.
I still have my whole meal in there.
Do you know what an albatross is?
No, that sounds like a scary movie.
It's this bird.
That's a dodo, bro. That's a seagull.
Put it up on the screen.
I'm not doing work like that.
See? The longest living albatross is 68 years old. All right, I'm just going to read the ones we know. Elephant. What's the oldest elephant ever?
238.
71. Living. The oldest living. I don't know how the old.
Yeah, the oldest
I messed
dead
up
one
the question.
Way old.
I messed up the question. The oldest cockatoo is over 100.
Okay, you said animals we know. What's a cockatoo?
I don't know, his name's Fred.
I got a cockatoo.
Okay, the oldest tortoise.
Oh, that's old. The that's oldest, gonna be 128.
The oldest tortoise, 187. What's his name?
That's Jack.
So close.
Joe.
Jonathan. Wow. You almost had that. You almost
Jonathan
had that.
Jonathan the turtle.
I'm only reading the ones we know.
Bro, what? Jonathan was alive when the oldest person living today was dead.
Yeah, that's a fact. Same with this whale. Same with this bowhead whale.
Bowhead whale. Willie the whale.
Estimated to be 211. That's nuts, dude.
Bro, I would never want to be an old whale.
A Greenland shark?
Think of how many ships he's destroyed.
Oh, wow. Greenland shark, bro? They can live upwards of 400 years.
400 years, bro?
What do you do for all that time?
As a shark? I'm sure you could figure some stuff out.
Bro, they really got this clam here talking about 500-year-old clam.
Okay, clam's not a real.
They're talking about
bro.
A 500-year-old clam named Ming.
You can't name a clam.
Who documented that?
You can't name clams.
Who documented it?
That's like naming a jellyfish.
Off the coast of Iceland. Yeah, here tripping, dog.
Bro, would you ever
what?
Give a jar of peanut butter to a jellyfish?
There's an immortal species of jellyfish that is said to age backwards.
What?
Some Benjamin Button jellyfish.
Benjamin Button jellyfish. Well, I know there's the one that lives forever. It can kind of like cyclate.
That's
between
what this
being
one
old
is.
And yeah, it's the one, bro. It's the one where like once it becomes almost dead, it becomes birthed. You know what I'm saying? Like it becomes in and of itself. It's like if you were to give birth to yourself right before you died, like a phoenix.
Genetically identical jellyfish.
What's his name? They got a name for him? Sylvester.
It's Antarctica, bro. They're found in Antarctica. What are you talking about? You asked a couple questions. I was totally ignoring you.
Yeah, you always do that when you get zoomed out.
I got
out.
Distracted. Go.
That's my negative trait for you. You have a one-track mind.
Oh, super one-track. Only one.
I know. I'm very aware.
Go ahead.
How do you get a milk stain out of a white t-shirt?
I mean, logical answer, you just bleach the whole thing, right?
Okay.
Unlogical answer.
White out.
It's never stained.
Bro, you know that hair that grows out of your nipple? And you... How... What's the longest that you've ever had it come out?
14 inches.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah, bro. Could you win it? Could you... calm down. Could you win a game show?
Yeah. I've been thinking, yeah, I want to be on one. That's one of my bucket lists.
Yeah? Which one do you think that you could come at the best?
The one where you do all the mini games.
Deal or no deal?
No. A bunch of mini games.
Like,
What? You guys, what is
Can
it?
Can you not?
No, just tell me what it is. Mini
it's,
game?
It's, the mini game game. The mini game game, bro. Who wants to be a mini game?
Minute to win it.
That's not even on air anymore.
I know, but that's the one I could win.
Do you think you can win any, like,
because that takes
ones?
Some skill. No, I'm not winning trivia. I'm not winning anything to do with luck.
Where are you going? Hey, guys, if you want to support us, you can do so by going to Patreon at patreon.com/TheFreddyShow. Super don't have to, but if you want to, you can help support us. There's different tiers and stuff on there. Also... We got merch.
Merchandise.
You can go to feelsright.shop to cop some shirts, some hoodies, and stuff. And also, like and subscribe.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
Appreciate you.
That camera battery died. We still have our phones for the...
Yeah, perfect, dude. We're going to use that for the intro anyway.
All right.
I think. I mean, I'm going to have to now.
However you do it, dude. What are we talking about? Game show.
Game show.
I'm not winning no trivia. I'm not winning no lucky. Like, deal or no deal, that's just luck. It's literally the odds. It's
no, it's not.
It's physics.
You can see it in their eyes, bro.
What's the probability?
Do you think
the ladies don't know what's in the buckets, what's in the bins, what's in the suitcases?
Who do you think realistically would go farther and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Me or you?
Mm-hmm.
Me. Or you?
Yeah. That's a question.
Me. Or you?
Yeah. Me or you?
What is it at random? We should play. Can we play? We can play.
You want to play?
Let's play.
Oh, it'd have to be a different video, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll play.
All right, let's go play.
How long has this been going?
30 minutes.
See ya.
That's all we got. Bye.